Well, good evening and welcome to the high school graduation for the class of 2018 at Heritage Christian Academy. These young men have worked very hard, and we're so excited that family and friends and loved ones can be here to celebrate with them. They've earned their way to this point, and we're going to celebrate them a little bit tonight. We're happy to do that. I'm going to invite Pastor Crawford, if you would, to come pray for us as we open. Pastor, of course, is the pastor of Heritage Baptist Church here, and we say often that Heritage Christian Academy could not be here if Heritage Baptist Church was not here. So we're so thankful for him, and then we'll get started. Thank you.
Congratulations to our graduates tonight. I've known a few of them for a little while, and just amazing tonight. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you just thanking you, Lord, for your love for us and your grace and your mercy. And we just pray tonight for the service. Lord, would you just bless it? We also pray for these graduates. God, may you lead them. May you direct them. May they yield to you. God, would you give them wisdom? We pray, Lord, for their future, that, God, they would see it as being something so high and so big that they can absolutely attain it as long as they, Lord, yield to your will. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. You may be seated. To start our ceremony this evening, I'm going to ask Mr. Brandon Tolentino to come join me on the platform. Brandon has earned the honor of valedictorian for this class. He's got the highest GPA average for his high school career of anyone graduating tonight. He is the son of Brandon and Elsa Tolentino. Would you folks please stand for us just so we know who you are? I know you don't want the attention, but we'll give you a hand as well. Thank you. Thank you very much. Brandon is going to come and speak to us for just a few minutes.
Well, good evening. Like Brother Nick said, my name is Brandon Tolentino. And first off, I would like to personally welcome my family, friends, faculty, staff, and most importantly, the class of 2018 to this year's HCA's fourth annual graduation ceremony. Can I get a round of applause for everybody else? I'm extremely honored and humbled to be this year's valedictorian. Thank you for letting me deliver this speech to you today. For among my graduating class, what we lack in numbers, we make up in talent and obviously good looks. But thank you again for this, for the chance to speak to you. Now, I'm going to be completely honest. I had no idea what I was going to say for this speech, which kind of sounds weird because I guess I'm supposed to be responsible since I'm the valedictorian. But anyways, but my mom constantly reminded me, you know, the speech has got to be good. You got high expectations around it. And I was like, man, Mom, I know I'm 18. You know, kind of going to throw one of those out there. But when I first started writing this speech, I did what all good high school students do. I turned to my ultimate source of knowledge, Google. I went through countless videos named Best Valedictorian Speech of All Time and the most emotional and funniest valedictorian speech ever. But I realized something as I went through those videos. It really didn't matter what I said in my speech. As long as I titled it with Best Valedictorian Speech or something exciting like that, then it would obviously be the best valedictorian speech. So today, I bring before you the most spectacular, super cool, emotional speech that will inspire you for the rest of your life, given by the handsomest guy in the world. That's me. With all jokes aside, I know this may sound cliche, but seniors, we made it. We really have gone through a lot. Looking back at freshman year, we got against all odds. Ebola, ISIS, global warming, and the worst among them all, here recently, the debate whether the word is Laurel or Yanny. I'm Team Laurel, by the way. But somehow we made it to graduation. To start our stories off, I would like to say an important part of our stories is that our freshman year, we weren't all together. Some of us in public school, some of us here in private school. I never thought I'd be graduating here at private school. I never thought I'd be graduating among a class of five people. But as I got older, I realized that God had a plan. This year, it's just been great. You know, I really got to know a lot of people, and through God's will, I got to know Tristan Lopez, Aiden Ramirez, Silas Strangmar, and Josh Vandeman. And without people like Brother Nick, Brother Crawford, and Brother Scott, we wouldn't all be here, and we wouldn't be in each other's lives. I can best recap freshman year through my senior year through Charles Dickens' quote he used in A Tale of Two Cities. He said, "It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times." We played and cheered at all of our favorite sports games, but in the end, we cried when they were over, but we were all there for each other. We stressed and studied when finals came, but we were still there with each other, and we were at the end of it. Without that, we wouldn't all be in each other's lives. I wouldn't have the joy of knowing Silas Strangmore, one of the most athletic people I know and who is guaranteed to make the basketball team at any college he goes to. Or Tristan Lopez, one of the funniest people I know, who is going to be one day a game warden who will probably arrest me or my dad for not having our hunting license. Or Aiden Ramirez, one of the hardest working people I know who is going to be a God-fearing evangelist one day to ever walk this earth. Or even Josh Vandeman, the kindest young man I know who is guaranteed to be on the news telling us all the weather. Just as we got close, it seemed like time took us apart. We were starting new chapters in our lives, and with new chapters comes new challenges. Some of us are going on our own to different parts of the country, living on our own for the first time. Some of us are simply starting a new school in the same area. And this may seem overwhelming, but fear not, seniors, because if God had a plan our freshman year, he had one right now for us. We're going to face challenges, but the Bible says that if we fear God and if we walk in his will, that he will bless us and keep us safe. In this time we face apart, we will undoubtedly face adversity, but we must take what we've learned here at Heritage Christian Academy, what our parents have taught us, and what God has given us to overcome these challenges. On a final note to the seniors and the rest of the HCA class, I want to give you one last piece of inspiration and motivation to leave you for the rest of the night. I couldn't do it in my own words, so I took it from a very famous man, and some of you may know where this is from. But this quote has helped me through dark times of my life, and it goes a little something like this. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or anybody can hit as hard as life, but let me tell you something. It's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep going, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning and success is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, go out and get what you're worth. But when the going gets tough, don't let him or her or anybody else tell you differently. Cowards do that, and that's not us. That's not who we're meant to be. So seniors, HCA class, remember to always put God first in your lives and never give up on your dreams. Thanks for the memories. Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you so much. Each year, the graduating class gets a charge from someone. And this year, I've known these men for about 8 whole weeks. Now, I've been impressed with them, and I've enjoyed getting to know them. And I know they're going to do great things for the Lord as they move on. But this year, we've asked Brother Jesse Latta to bring the charge to these graduates. And Brother Jesse's coming right now. Brother Jesse's been a youth pastor to them, and more importantly, a friend to them. I know he's someone that's prayed for them every day and someone who's encouraged their lives, and we're excited to hear what he has for them this evening. Thank you very much.
It's my great joy and honor to be able to give the charge tonight, and to be honest, I'm probably more nervous tonight than I ever am in this pulpit. And so what a great privilege this is. I'd like to, again, welcome the seniors, their families, all the friends who are here, all the other students, and I'd like to say that my wife and I have been given the great opportunity for many years to go to many graduations. And I've learned that no one goes to the graduation to hear the charge. Last week, I was at Texas A&M graduation. And when the guy started speaking, we all started falling asleep. I get that. So tonight, I don't intend to be long. I intend to talk about one word tonight, and the word is investment. Investment. If you think about school, the word investment means an act of devoting time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result. Young man, can I tell you something? There's been a lot of investment in your life. There's been a lot of time. There's been a lot of finances. There's been a lot of prayers. There's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of good boys. There's been a lot of don't do that. And can I tell you, your life has been invested in. Tonight I want to give just a little, take a little time for us to consider what all investments have happened in your life. First of all, I want to think about your schooling. Think about going back in your life. I like you five young men to think about this. Think about your principals, your teachers, your teacher aides, the lunch people, the coaches. Think about all the people who have had a touch on your life to get you to where you are today. It would be easy for someone in this room to think, you know, they wouldn't be who they are without But the truth is that none of us are that way. Every one of us have been heavily invested in. Every single one of you guys are not just a product, most importantly, of your parents, but of those people who have influenced your life. Teachers, principals, office workers, coaches. I went back through and thinking about 180 days of school year, 7 hours a day. That's approximately 1,050 hours a year in school. Did you ever stop to think about that? 1,050 hours per year in school. That means for 13 years, you spent approximately 13,650 hours just in school. If you could just go straight through and never sleep, that would be almost 2 whole years of your life sitting and being instructed. Can I ask you a question? Was the investment worthwhile? Many of you all play sports. And just think about a typical sport, 2 hours of practice a day, 4 days a week, about 10 weeks for the, let's turn this off and use the pulpit if we could. About 10 weeks for the season. That means that you've probably had coaches each year invest in you about 130 hours per sport per year. Silas, think about the different sports you played over the years. Be thinking about the different sports. Tristan, the different sports. Josh, Aiden. A lot of people invest in your life. Let's talk about your family. That's probably the most important one. Moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings. You think about what your parents have ever done for you. You ever just stop to think about what mom and dad have done to get you this point? All the meals, all the diapers they changed, all the water, all the soda. A lot of you all enjoy designer clothing. Every Under Armour shirt, every fancy pair of shoes from Ross or from Dick's or from wherever you end up buying them at. All the trips to Ross, Silas, Brother Scott, lots and lots of shoes. The movie tickets, the fishing tackle, the sports gear, your cell phones, all the entertainment you enjoy. How about going back through and considering every pencil, every folder, every eraser, every marker, every room of paper, every backpack, every lunchbox? If your mom and dad are sitting there thinking like I am right now, I'm thinking, we've spent a ton of money on our kids, haven't we? You know the reason why? Because we wanted to invest in them, didn't we? You know, do you realize this? Your parents pay taxes to send you to a school in Northwest ISD, whatever school district you live in. And then they, in turn, turn around and pay additional money to send you to Heritage Christian Academy. Your mom and dad love you. Your mom and dad have heavily invested in you. I know most people don't have their Bible, but I'd like to read tonight from Isaiah chapter number 5 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 5. Verse number 1, the Bible says this, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill, and he fenced it, and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vine, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard." Listen to this question, seniors, graduates. "What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes?" Old Testament parallel, and it's talking here about the nation of Israel. But can I tell you what the question is? God says, "Israel, I set you in a place where you could prosper. I gave you everything you could possibly need. I put boundaries around you. I gave you the fruitful land. We did everything we possibly can from you. And when it was time for the result to be produced, the result wasn't the desired fruit." Can I ask you a question? What result is happening in your life today? Parents, teachers, those people from church and those people who are here as friends, you've invested heavily in these five young men. And I think that you have every right to ask the question, what will be the result of that investment? As we consider the spiritual investment, young men, I want you to think about this. Parents who from your birth have sought to bring you up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Parents who have prayed for you thousands upon thousands of times have called your name out to God for your life. Parents who have faithfully taken you to a Bible-believing church. And to hundreds of church functions and soul winnings and youth activities and all-nighters who have done all that because they wanted to invest in you. There's a church here, and Josh, there's a church you go to over in Avondale Haslett that is this church who's assisting in your spiritual upbringing. There are Sunday school teachers and nursery workers and deacons and laymen in the church who are heavily investing in you. There's a pastor And there's church leaders who have prayed for you. They've taught you the Word of God. They preach faithfully the whole counsel of God. Well, let me ask this question. Why did they do it? Was it because they wanted you to someday walk across a stage and get a diploma so you could hang a piece of paper in your bedroom and play Xbox the rest of your life? Did they get the diploma so that you can just go play Fortnite and forget about life and just have a lot of fun for the rest of your days? Was it so that you could play sports in high school? Do you think your mom and dad prayed over you and invested in you so you could be the best athlete on your team? Was it so that you can go out and make lots and lots of money and take care of your mom and dad someday? Maybe that's true, right? The greatest investment tonight didn't come from your school. It didn't come from a Sunday school teacher. It didn't come from a coach. It didn't come from your parents. It didn't come from your church. The greatest investment is not a thing, it's a person. I want to remind you tonight as we think about this to consider that there's someone who has no audible voice that you don't hear. He never spends one moment without thinking about you, about your future. The breath you just took just now was a gift from him. The power you had to drive here and get in your car and walk in this building was a gift from him. The brain that functions so well that you could become valedictorian or so you could pass your grades and you could pass your classes is a gift from him. The ability you have to think and to plan and even begin to consider your future is a gift from him. Tonight, graduates, I want to point our attention and point your attention to the one who loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. May I tell you that your parents love you, and as a parent, I can understand that other people may say, love my kids, but no one loves like we love our own children. They're our children. They are the gift that God's given us. But can I tell you that your mom and dad recognize this, and they're so glad that it's not just them. They've done everything they possibly can. They bought you crayons, and they bought you rulers, and they've invested in you. But for one reason, graduates, they want to see you not just succeed and make lots of money and walk across the platform and get a piece of paper. They want to see you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, how do you know that, Brother Latta? Well, I know this. They've invested in your education and put you into a Christian school. Silas, have you stopped to think about how much your mom and dad have invested to put you in Christian school since the day you first entered school? B, I remember when you were talking about switching over to Heritage Christian Academy. I remember the battle going on trying to figure out, is this the right decision? Is this the thing we should do? Aiden, I remember when you first came here. Tristan, I remember when you first came here. Josh, I remember meeting you for the first time a few years ago. Your parents have heavily invested because, not because they didn't want you to get a diploma, because they wanted you to be influenced in a Christian way. Christian education is about this. It's about developing the mind of the Christ in the life of a student. And we've taught you arithmetic. We've taught you math. We've taught you English. We've taught you Spanish. We've taught you lots of subjects. But we were trying to teach you one thing. And that is to develop and cultivate a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here tonight and you're a family member and you say, I don't understand why that's so important. Well, let me ask you this question. A God who loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, for one reason. He's a gentleman. He doesn't push himself on anyone. God didn't die and say you had to accept him. God did this. God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross and gave you the opportunity to accept him as your personal savior. And maybe you're here tonight and you say, I came for high school graduation. May I tell you this? I'm glad you did. But I also like to be sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much that he died on the cross for you. Young men, because I know you, I know your testimony, so I'm going to speak to you as young Christian men. One of my favorite shows to watch is Shark Tank. Maybe you watch Shark Tank. And there's a couple guys on there, some I like, some I don't. But there's two guys on there, Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary, who often say this, and I'm going to quote them. Kevin says like this, I just don't see how I'm ever going to get my money back. Parents, if we looked at our kids, we wouldn't say to them, I just don't see I'm ever getting my money back. Moms and dads, you've invested in your children. Five families who are here, you've invested in your young men. And so, young men, here's my question for you. What will be the return on their investment? They've invested in you. They put you in here not to get a piece of paper. They didn't put you in here so you could walk across to make lots of money, although if you do, that's great. They want you to follow the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart. What part
does Jesus Christ currently have in your life? Who is he to you? If Jesus is just a byproduct of if you hope someday to be an engineer, then follow God if. Aiden, if you want to be an evangelist, and follow God if. Silas, sports management, if. Tristan, being out there and being a game warden, and then God on the side. No, that's not what any of you all intend. You need to follow the Lord with all your heart. So I've been asked to give a charge, and so this is kind of hard to do. So boys, I actually wrote this down. Wrote down a charge to each one of you, and I'll be finished with this. This is called a commencement. It's not the end, it's just the beginning. It's the start. Josh V, continue to work hard. As you seek the next step in your schooling, determine to give your best, and don't let anything keep you from achieving your goals. Stay faithful to your church and stay involved. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving the Lord. Keep being excited about the ministry and the audiovisual. Do all you can. Pour yourself into it. Point people toward Jesus and make the Lord look good through the way you live your life. Aiden, this is an exciting day, Aiden. You're the oldest child in your family, and I know that you have big plans. Since the first day you came to our church and school, we have all seen tremendous growth in your life. It was an exciting day when you felt God's call in your life and surrender your life to become an evangelist. As you graduate and prepare to begin your formal training for a life of full-time Christian service, I charge you to stay in love with God and stay in love with His Word. Bible college is not the answer. It will do much to prepare you for your calling, but a daily hunger and thirst for God and His Word should be the most important call on your life. Stay faithful to the Lord and always remember to keep your heart in tune with Him. Silas, one of my favorite things about Silas are your rosy cheeks, Silas. And that sounds funny coming to youth pastor, but I think we're close enough I can say it to you. I love seeing Silas get red and get embarrassed. I love it. I love seeing Silas smile. Silas has one of those faces that just light up a room, can't it? Your rosy cheek and your smile that can light up a room. Don't lose that boyhood excitement you have about enjoying life and being a friend to those who desperately need it. Silas, I love that about you. I like that you find the person in the room who needs a friend. Don't lose that. Don't grow out of that. As you head off to PCC, pursue hard after our Lord and Savior and seek His direction in regards to your future occupation. On the basketball court, we've all watched you shoot and shoot and shoot. And if you're missing, you keep shooting. Can I tell you something, Silas? Life's a lot like that. There's going to be days where you have slumps. There's going to be weeks you have slumps. You know what you just need to do? Take what you learn in basketball and don't give up. You can do it. Don't quit. Don't stop doing what you know you're supposed to do, and don't ever settle for the easy path. I charge you to find something that you can invest your life into, people, and in the next generation, and complete this task with excellence and perseverance. From my perspective, God's given you a personality that lends itself toward working with people. So I'd say to you, find God's plan and do with all your heart. Allow your life to be multiplied and invested in many other people. Tristan, I've enjoyed watching you grow into what I would call just a good kid and a fine young man. From the many trips to Bible Club at Northwest in the backseat of my Honda Civic to the many conversations we've had over the years about McDonald's, I know God has a special way in which He desires to use your life. Don't settle for the easy road, Tristan. And don't just take any job that just pays the bills. When you're at TCC, I charge you every day of your life to stay faithful in your Bible, to ask the Lord to reveal for you exactly which occupation is for you. I've always admired your desire to be in church and grow and stay faithful, and I pray this will only intensify as you take this next step in your life. B, it's been a joy to be your youth pastor all the way through your teen years, B. I've so much enjoyed watching you grow and develop into a young man with great leadership potential. It has been fun to see your determination in football and in school and watch you grow into a great student football player. As you begin college and pursue the field of engineering, continue to apply yourself and with the same determination. I'm sure you will reach the goal you currently have in mind. I charge you that as you work and study hard, determine now to pursue God on a daily basis with even more zeal and enthusiasm than ever before. Determine you're going to be a good engineer, but an even better follower of Jesus. Use the leadership skills you have been given to point people toward our Savior, and invest your life into many others. Graduates, I'd say this to you. I love you guys. I'm thankful for the part that I was able to have in your graduation service. I'm thankful for your families. And here's my question for you. If we were in Shark Tank and someone said, I'm going to give an investment, what do I expect? a return? Just ask yourself this question. Your parents, your family, people invest in your life. What will you now do as you take this commencement, you start the rest of your life? What will now be your investment to the next generation? What will you do with what you've been given? It's now, the ball's now in your court, and I challenge you, follow the Lord, stay faithful to Him, and invest your life in others. Let's have a word of prayer, may we? God, I pray for each of these graduates. Lord, it's an awesome privilege, Father, Lord, to open the Word of God, and Lord, be able to encourage them. I thank you for their families, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for how you have worked in their lives up to this point. And Lord, as we consider the next step for them, Lord, I pray that they would stay faithful to you, Lord. May they stay falling in love with Jesus every day. May they love your word. I pray, Lord, as they take this next step, Lord, in schooling and work and a career, Lord, may they, Lord, do with all their heart. May they be determined, Lord, to succeed. And Lord, I pray that, Father, they may take the investments and put in their life, and may they invest in someone else's life, Lord. May there be many people who they can touch their lives as these people in this room have touched their lives. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm excited to be able to introduce a video to you. And some of you in our church have already seen part of this video. And so some of you have already seen these pictures. But what we've done for the schools, we've gone and interviewed the young men. And so after the slideshow presentation, we'll have some video interviews. And so with the lights this time in the video.
Thank you. goods.
I appreciate you, but I'm trying to try to stay in the neighborhood.
Very good. Brother Jesse, thank you for that charge, and thank you for taking full responsibility for the contents of that video as well. Very well done. Each year at the high school graduation, we do also give some awards away for the 8th through 12th grade. So at this time, I'd like to ask Miss Abby Farron and Mrs. Cindy Biddle to join me on the platform. We're going to start giving some awards away tonight. Not a ton, just a few minutes worth, but some academic awards and then some character awards as well. So we're going to start with Miss Abby, and she's going to introduce the AB Honor Roll to us.
Good evening. It was a huge privilege to be able to teach your children in the school this year. It was my first year teaching, so it was a lot of learning for them, but even more learning for me. So I appreciate you as parents and as students bearing with me as I got the hang of my first year teaching. Anyways, I'm going to call out the AB Honor Roll list. This is any student who has averaged A's or B's throughout the entire school year. So first would be Andrew Harrell. Then we have, Kylie Lumen. Next would be Caleb Martin. Next we have Jada Waddell. Then Noah Zimmer. Rachel Fiesler. Steven Rogers. Joyce Walton. Brody Wiggins. Baraka Makubwa. Anna Ramirez. Jeremiah Reed. Jonah Shelton. Samantha Tringmar. Cameron Wagner. Brendan Yarborough. Tommy Mosier. Here. Tristan Lopez. And Silas Tringmar.
Good job, guys. Thank
you. Good evening. I'd like to start off by saying thank you to all the parents who've entrusted your students to me and the other teachers every day. I know I speak for all of us when I say that we truly love your students. We do pray for them. We consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to teach them every day. I know whenever someone asks me what I do for a living, I always tell them I have the greatest job in the world, and I truly believe that. So tonight I'm going to do the A Honor Roll Award. So this is for any student who kept up an A average for all of their classes for the entire year, and that's quite an accomplishment. So these kids definitely deserve to be honored. So the first one is for Jaden Aldridge. Never mind. Next we have Kane Clock. Next we have Alyssa Tolentino. Isaac Day. Samantha Day. Hannah Zimmer. Samuel Ratledge. Ashley Walton. And Brandon Tolentino.
That's the one. Good job. All right, next we have the Perfect Attendance Awards. Actually, the Perfect Attendance Award. We have one student who did earn the Perfect Attendance Award. This student actually was exempt from finals last week because their grades were so high and their attendance was so good, so they did not have to come to school. But they came both days anyway because they didn't want to mess this up. So congratulations, Miss Hannah Zimmer. Next, we have four Christian character awards that we'd like to give out. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." These four students were nominated by their teachers because of the Christian character they display each and every day. And students, as I call your name, please come up here and then stay here so we can get a group picture as well. First, we have Mr. Isaac Day. Next, we have Miss Samantha Day. Mr. Brandon Tolentino. And Mr. Brendan Yarbrough. Next, we'd like to recognize the highest honor for each grade from an academic standpoint, the top student in each class. These students have earned the highest grade averages in their class. And again, students, when you come forward, get your award, and then stay here with us for a group picture. From eighth grade this year, we have Alyssa Tolentino. From the freshman class, Mr. Brody Wiggins. From the sophomore class, Miss Samantha Day. From the junior class, Miss Ashley Walton. And then from the senior class, and again, this is just this school year, Mr. Brandon Tolentino. Good job, guys. Next, we have what we're going to call the Stewardship Award, and this is going to be our premier award moving forward. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. These students have been faithful in all that has been entrusted to them. They've represented their families, their school, and most importantly, their Savior very well. These students will be given three items that were sent to them from State Representative Matt Krause: a Texas state flag, a certificate confirming that this flag has flown above the Capitol building, and a Stewardship Award certificate. The first recipient is Ms. Samantha Day." And the second recipient is Mr. Brandon Tolentino. At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Crawford to join me on the platform. We'd like to present what probably is the most exciting awards for the evening, the diplomas. These five gentlemen have worked very hard and have earned their high school diplomas. It's been our pleasure to know them, and trust me, they will be greatly missed. Our prayers are with them as they follow the Lord's will for their lives. Mr. Tristan Lopez. Mr. Aiden Ramirez. Mr. Brandon Tolentino. Mr. Silas Trangmar. And Mr. Joshua Vanneman. As we close out the service, I want to ask our high school choir to come on up. They're going to assist four of our seniors in singing a song that's kind of their exit song, "Find Us Faithful." Come on up, boys.
For the prize, but as those who
Gentlemen, congratulations to you. You've done it. An audience, I'd like to introduce you to you, the class of 2018. Folks, thank you again for coming this evening, and thank you all for your investment in these young men's lives. They're five special young men. Continue to pray for them as they follow the Lord's leading in their lives. We'll have a word of prayer in just a moment, but you are invited to attend a reception that the families of these students are putting on for you. They do wish that you'd all be there. All right, let's pray together. Lord, I do pray that you'll be with these young men. Please help them to be obedient to you, to follow you. Help them to realize the investment that's been put into their lives at this point. And Lord, help them not to take it for granted. Help us, as those who have and tried to invest in their lives, help us to continue to be faithful and available to them. Lord, be with these families that have represented you so well and that have invested so much in their own children's lives. Lord, I pray that you'll help us as we go our separate ways. Help these young men especially, Lord, as they follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.